There are many acronyms Rosh HaTevos used to explain the month of Elul. And the Megala Mukos does not hold back from adding his own suggestion of what the letters Aleph, Lamed, Vav, Lamed stand for. There's a pasuk in Daniel, the seventh parak, in which the Gemara in Chagiga, Daf Yudal and Alf Darshans, Karsav and Ramav. What does mean Karsav and Ramav? It refers to two thrones. There are two thrones in heaven, says the pasuk. And the Gemara in Chagiga explains that these two thrones are referring to Echad Ladin veEchad LaTzedakah. One is the throne of judgment, and one is the throne of charity, compassion. Echad Ladin veEchad LaTzedakah, says the Gemara. And the Rashi tables of this phrase is Elul, Echad Ladin veEchad LaTzedakah. The goal of these days is to have Hashem judge us not from the throne of judgment, the Kisei of Din, but rather from a place of love, from a place of charity, a place of compassion. The objective is to somehow remove the Ribono Shel Olam from the Kisei Adin and have him sit on the Kisei Racham. Echad Ladin ve'echad LaTzedakah. The Holy Jikover points out a beautiful remez of this very idea in the beginning of our parsha. The pasuk states, "Re'e Anochi Nosein Lefneichem Hayom Bracho Klala." And the Zohar says that the word Hayom is always a reference to Yom Hadin, Rosh Hashanah. And the word Anochi has the same gematria as Kisei 81. And the words Bracha Klala correspond to the Kisei of charity, that's the Bracha, and the Kisei of Din, that's the Klala. So the pasuk says, "Re'e Anochi." Anochi is the Kisei, the gematria of Kisei. That Kisei, I'm placing in front of you Hayom, I'm placing in front of you in Rosh Hashanah Yom Adin. And there's Bracha and there's Klala, there's Echel Adin ve'Echel Tzedakah, and it's incumbent upon us to make sure that the Kisei, the Anochi, HaKadosh Baruch himself, sits upon the Kisei of Bracha and not the Kisei of Klala. But the big question is, how do we accomplish this? How are we able to convince the Ribono Shel Olam that we deserve a judgment full of compassion, full of love, full of tzedakah and chesed and rachman? What could we do? Svarma Kadoshim teach us that the Yud Gimel Midos Shirachamim correspond to the 13 months of the year, including the second Adar. Like this coming year, we're going to have 13 months, an Adar Sheni. So the 13 Midos Shirachamim, they correspond to the 13 months of the year. And the Jikover explains that the midah of Virav Chesed, an abundance of Chesed, an abundance of compassion and love, corresponds to the Chodesh of Elul. This Chodesh coming in a couple days. Elul is the month of Rav Chesed, the month of great Chesed. The midah of Ve'emes corresponds to the month of Tishrei. Tishrei is a month of Din, a month of judgment and truth, Ve'emes. Now the goal, explains the Jikover, is to have the Chesed of El overflow into the month of Tishrei. How do we do that? How do we have the Rav Chesed of El usher in Tishrei? By reciting Slichos, and in particular the Yud Gimel Midos Shirachamim. In Elul, we ignite the chesed. We ignite the tzedakah. We ignite the compassion, the love, the care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Elul. And the hope is that these 13 midos rachamim overwhelm and overtake the judgment of Tishrei, the Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah. The hope is that the day of judgment transforms into a day of compassion, a day of chesed. Echad ladin ve'echad letzedakah. We could turn that Yom HaDin into a day of tzedakah. How? With all the slichas. With all the davening. Because Elul is an opportunity of chesed. If we take advantage, we tap into the Rav Chesed of Elul, we take this month seriously, we can then have it overflow into Tishrei. In order to accomplish anything in life with great success, one must prepare, one must train, one must practice as necessary. To be in the Olympics, to make it to the Olympics, takes years a life of dedication of that particular sport. Practice and practice and practice. Elul is a month of preparation. Elul is a month of practice. We blow the shofar every day as preparation. There is no mitzvah to blow the shofar in Elul, but we do it as a hachana, as a preparation. We recite Shlichos as a preparation for Yom HaDin. The more you practice at anything, the better you will be. The more preparation that's done in Elul, the greater chance we have that Hashem will sit on the throne of compassion. The Rav Chesed will overflow into Tishrei. Elul is a month of hachana. It's a month of preparation. And in fact, the gematria of Elul plus 13, as in 13 midos harachamim, equals hachana, 80. But Elul wasn't always a month of hachana. Elul wasn't always a month of preparation, a month of Rav Chesed. The Medrash teaches us that each of the months are assigned different letters based on the Sefer Yetzirah, however that works exactly. And the letter Yud is assigned to the month of Elul. How so? What's the connection of Elul and Yud? So the Megala Mukos explains that certain months of the year were given to Yaakov Avinu, while other months were given to Esav. But over time, Yaakov was able to conquer those months. Yaakov Avinu, with the Bnei Yisrael and the various events in Jewish history, we were able to take over certain months from Esav. We were able to be makdish, to sanctify, to infuse different months with Kedusha, with Yamin Tovim. One such month is Elul. Originally, Chazal teaches that Elul was given to Esav. It was the months of Tammuz, Av, and Elul were Esav's. And Yaakov somehow captured the letter Yud. That letter Yud represents the month of Elul. So how do we see that he captured the letter Yud? Where did Yaakov take a Yud from? Where did he take the Elul from? So at first, Esav's name was Asui. That was his name originally. It was supposed to be Asui. Because the word Asui means made. Complete. Esav was born complete. He was born fully developed, a full body of hair. And Yaakov's initial name was Akev, the heel. He grabbed onto the heel. But Yaakov somehow took the Yud from Esav. And now their names were not Akev, but Yaakov. It wasn't Asui, but it was Esav. Yaakov gained that Yud somehow, and Esav lost the Yud. This Yud represents the month of Elul, the month of preparation, the month of Hachana. In essence, Yaakov overtook the month of Elul, and now it's a month of preparation for Yom HaDin. It's a month of Rav Chesed. We could overflow. We could ignite the Rav Chesed into Tishrei. Often we want instant success, instant gratification, instant results, and success. But success requires time, effort, and preparation. The more seriously we take Elul, and the more preparation we invest, the greater likelihood of a favorable judgment. One with care, one with compassion. Echa ledin, v'echa letztaka. Through our preparation and efforts in Elul, we should be zocha to have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, not sit on the throne of Klala, the Kisei of Klala, the Kisei Adin, rather on the throne of Bracha, the throne of Chesed and Racham.